Today, the reform group Common Cause accused the campaigns of both President Clinton and Bob Dole of willful and knowing violations of the campaign finance laws. Common Cause describes it as the most flagrant case since Watergate, and it wants Attorney General Janet Reno to have an independent counsel investigate. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
More than a year ago, the Clinton and Dole camps each identified 12 battleground states where the presidential election would be won or lost. Then they began filling the airwaves in those states with ads praising their candidate and attacking the other guy. These ads were not paid for by the campaign committees, which operate under spending limits that the candidates committed to when they accepted public financing. But to anyone who didn't know the campaign finance laws, they sounded like ads for the candidates.
100,000 new police because President Clinton delivered. Dole and Gingrich vote no. Want to repeal them. Strengthen school anti-drug programs. President Clinton did it. Dole and Gingrich, no again. Their old ways don't work.
The Democratic National Committee paid for that ad. Common Cause also points to an ad by the Republican National Committee, the warm and fuzzy biographical spot that's a staple of any presidential campaign.
We have a moral obligation to give our children in America with the opportunity and values of the nation we grew up in.
Bob Dole grew up in Russell, Kansas. From his parents, he learned the value of hard work, honesty, and responsibility. So when his country called, he answered.
To Common Cause, these are candidate ads and should have been paid for by the Clinton-Gore and Dole for President committees. Anne McBride, president of Common Cause, said the way the ads were paid for and produced is a scheme that both parties engaged in, a scheme of massive proportions.
These violations involve tens of millions of dollars of campaign contributions and campaign expenditures. And since what is at issue here is knowing and willful violations, they involve criminal penalties and criminal provisions of the campaign finance laws.
McBride adamantly would not say which individuals might be criminally liable here. She pointed to Justice Department guidelines that call for prosecuting campaign finance cases when there is a willful violation of a core provision of the law involving a substantial sum of money. These ad campaigns cost the Democrats $34 million and the Republicans more than $14 million, money the candidates' committees couldn't legally raise or spend. And they were paid for partly with soft money, money from corporations, unions, and large donors that cannot legally be used to promote an individual candidate.
Let me tell you what, I would say this is not subject to interpretation. This is not a question of vague laws. This is not a question of, oh, let's take advantage of loopholes. These ads are nothing more pure and simple than candidate ads run through the parties.
But finding loopholes in the campaign finance laws has become one of Washington's growth industries, and these ad campaigns were produced with something of a wink and a nod. Common Cause says that's wrong, that if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck. In fact, the ads were produced by the Clinton and Dole campaign consultants, ran mainly in the presidential battleground states, and were paid for with money raised largely by each candidate and his organization. The Republican and Democratic National Committees have dueling complaints over these ads already pending at the Federal Election Commission, but they both objected to the Common Cause complaint. The RNC said its ads, including the Dole bio spot, were about issues, not candidates. And White House spokesman Mike McCurry claimed the Clinton operation is on solid legal ground.
The Democratic National Committee, as well as the Clinton-Gore 96 committee, both have highly competent legal counsels to make sure we live fully within the letter of the law.
The allegations will hang in limbo until after Election Day. Attorney General Janet Reno has a 30-day deadline to decide if the case meets the criteria for launching the independent counsel process. Those criteria are low. The information provided to Reno need only be sufficiently specific and from a sufficiently credible source. And sending the case to an independent counsel would bypass the Federal Election Commission, an agency with an established reputation for slow and indecisive action. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.